Okay, so next we're going back to last year. I presented the for those of y'all who weren't around or may not have known about it, but the Texas Attorney General last year, August 1st, 2020, just a month before we did this last year, issued an informal guidance letter about foreclosures. And the substance of that letter was that the Texas foreclosure statute requires the foreclosure to be at public auction. So Governor Abbott issued Executive Order GA08 that said you can't have public gatherings, y'all remember, more than 20 people and et cetera, et cetera. And so the Attorney General, this informal guidance letter, and by the way, nobody, not really sure what, how authoritative that is. But anyway, they took the position that because there was a limitation on public gatherings, then there could not be a public auction because the entire public was not invited. Very limited number of people could attend. And so for most people, I know for myself, we stopped all our foreclosure actions, didn't do any from August 1st until, and there's a real backstory about this, and I'm not going to get into it, but about why that letter was issued and a lot of intrigue on that issue. But so from then until March 2nd, there were no foreclosures. I didn't do any. Most people didn't, but there were some people that we knew that were doing foreclosures at the courthouse in various counties throughout the state, maybe all, I don't know, but significant numbers. Not sure how they justified it, but they did them. So now coming back to this year's March 2nd, 2021, Governor Abbott issued Executive Order 34, basically overriding the social distancing requirements of the prior executive order. So the new GA 34 lifted all operating limits for any businesses or establishments if you weren't in a high hospitalization area. So generally, I think most people at that time recommenced foreclosure actions. So I would just note that while we're now doing them, I expect to see a lot more litigation in cases to report on in the next year or two about foreclosures that did happen during that interim period. Okay, next, we're going to deal with forcible detainer here. In Alanis versus Wells Fargo, this was a foreclosure. Miss Alanis wouldn't get out, so there was a forcible detainer action. So this deed of trust contained very proper tenant and sufferance provision, which basically, as y'all know, says after we foreclose, you're there only at our will and you're a tenant at sufferance, and anytime we want, we can get you out. So Wells Fargo, the statutory requirements for forcible detainer requires a notice to be sent before you file an action. So Wells Fargo sent their vacation notice on October 30th, but it didn't get delivered till November the 5th. And that was the same day that they actually filed a suit for the forcible detainer. And so Alanis here alleged they did not get their three-day notice and challenged the jurisdiction of the court because that precedent was not honored. So the court looked at it. Again, this is more procedural than substantive, but they looked at it and said that notice was not a jurisdictional requirement. So that case been sent back. We'll find out probably next year what happened with it. But at least the three-day notice requirement was not a jurisdictional requirement, and the court could hear it. Okay, moving on more to general debtor-creditor matters. The first one I want to talk about is appraisal fraud. But really, it's a question. It's really a disclaimer case. But we're going to talk about it in terms of this appraisal fraud. It's a pretty interesting case. It's a multi-hundred-million-dollar deal case. That's $500 or $600 million, I think. It was a syndicated loan with numerous banks. Credit Suisse was the lead agent on that loan. And for those of y'all who do many syndicated loans, you'll know this was basically all New York law. That's virtually every syndicated loan calls for New York law to govern. So this deals with the Lake Las Vegas development. If you've ever been to Las Vegas and driven to Hoover Dam, this development is on the left, the north side of the road, just before you get to Hoover Dam, looks out over Lake Mead. So it's a big development. So